Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Radio Craft 101.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That's just you being an idiot.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Nice to have you company. Big show coming up. Shortly we're joined by Bernard Vince from Adelaide. Yeah. We've locked him up over there.
Yeah.
Well, he got ahead of himself, I think.
Oh, no doubt.
And so we just said to have a little spell.
Yes.
About 6 weeks. Back where? Over there.
And to the farm.
That's it. Just have a little think about where you're at, and then you can come back and join the big boys when you've got a little humility about your act.
And I don't know if he has.
All right, we'll join him shortly. And then Lukey Jack.
Oh, yeah.
This is the NAB Rising Star, by the way. This man, a star.
Luke Jackson, you're talking about.
Love him from the Melbourne Football Club, and he is going to join us as well because, of course, they're about to head to Adelaide. In fact, might be there already for the big game coming up Saturday night. Tour. That'll be magnificent. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Why are Luke Jacksons called Dogs or Two Dogs? Because we know a Luke Jackson. He's called...
Is this one called Dogs?
Yeah, Dogger.
Is he?
Yeah.
Don't know. Was the original Two Dogs Luke Jackson or something? I don't know.
I don't know. But our little man at Channel 9, he's
Two Dogs.
Two Dogs.
Pen Clicker. He was a very, very good producer, but he used to get one of these, those whiteboard marking pens. And the whole way through talking to us, you'd hear this.
Yep. That's it.
And I'd go, Dogs, stop clicking your pen.
It's nerves.
But he, well, of course it was, but he was very good and a very good man.
Well, two first names. Luke Jackson.
But they're not the only ones, Dad.
Just got some audio feed come through that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good being live. That's what happens to you.
Of course it is.
Yeah. G'day, Raps.
To me, the real shock is Billy Brownless. Surely he had to get the gig. Billy could play a bit of cricket as well. So, I'm really surprised that Billy didn't get the gig.
That's a big call.
Yeah, big call, but a big man.
That's coming from
Tubby.
He's also a big man.
Fujitsu.
Guess what?
Australia's
best air.
Well, I bought a one of those. What do you call them?
Split system.
Split system.
Yes.
And guess what? I went with
Fujitsu.
Exactly.
Because of Tub.
Because of Tubby.
The Tub Thumper.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Very, very good man.
Exactly. Time to talk footy, Jim. Of course. We got anything, Raps?
Well, not for a footy opener, but I can do all sports if you want.
Are we there yet? What date are we?
Oh, no, Tuesday.
What are we, the 24th? Are we there yet, Rabs, or are we not quite ready?
I don't think we're quite.
All right, because we're nearly into September.
Right.
And that's when we reset the whole show.
Wow.
We do.
That's right. And I'll wear my jumper in and everything. I've still got the grand final.
Do you want
jumper.
A little precursor?
Give us something. Come on, man.
What's wrong with you,
Jim? Well, September Brownless.
And he's at his best. That's when I came good, Jim. That's when I was kicking goals. I could smell the lawn had just been cut. The rubbish bins were out a bit later. And the sun, it was a longer day, and this is when I'm at my best.
Was it?
Tell me when we're back on here.
That's what we get in September.
I don't know where I was going.
No one knows where you were going.
You know when you just go down a route?
Thank you, Bill.
And you're not sure
what we've got at the moment is a lockdown Melbourne.
7.
So I think we're going to have a different September Brownless.
What do you think?
Probably a more focused. Because normally you're screaming from a lunch somewhere.
Yeah.
You've had a couple of pots.
That's true.
You're not thinking really about the show. You get here and you start talking and it doesn't make any sense.
No sense.
So this time September Brownless might be a more focused version.
Not sure, Jim. I can't guarantee that. But the 40-person All-Australian squad has been announced.
Yes, Trav Boak.
Where? Well,
come on.
Why?
He had to be in there.
Had to be, Jim.
I believe he has to be in the team.
Well,
let alone the bloody
he's not
squad.
Even in the 40-man squad. And Zach Bailey. Who I picked early.
Yeah,
I agree
with that
too.
Yep.
He's not in it. But anyway, I tell you what, Buddy's going for his ninth.
Is he a surprise to you?
Well, I don't think he'll make it, to be honest.
That surprised me. No one loves Buddy Franklin more than the two of us. But I was surprised to see his name.
Yeah, well, I think Harry Mackay will get in it
and probably
Tomahawk. They'll be the two power forwards, you think. Buddy is going for 9 because the most is 8. Buddy, Danger, Rasciutto, Ablett Jr. and Robert Harvey will have 8.
Yes.
Okay. So he's going for 9. Not sure if he'll get that. Melbourne have got 7 players.
What about Paul Roos? Wasn't he a very high Yeah, All Australian.
Rabsy will look
polar. Rabsy.
Melbourne 7 players, Jim.
Yes, fair enough. Best time
exactly. And Brisbane 5. Our Cats only had 2.
Yeah, I know.
They've had an interesting year.
Yeah, because they're a bloody good side. Well, and that's there, probably why, because they're
7-time All-Australian Paul Roos, yeah. 2-time captain as well.
Yes, so star. So how many goals for Buddy in the year? 40. I think it was mid-40s.
Yes.
So that, I mean, it would sound like we're bashing into him. We love him. Yes. But, like, Nick Larkey kicked 40 in the worst team in the comp. So, I mean, I just thought you might have had to have a better year than Bud had.
I'm with you on that one. Spot on. Friday night footy, what a game. Port Adelaide and the Cats. Yes. The Cats will go over there and spend 2 days in the cricket nets and under tables and things like that. Why do they do that,
I don't know. But 2 days is better than... Well,
what they're trying to do is get over there a day earlier so they stay in a hotel or a motel, Jim.
Right.
Yes, that'd be nice. Mitch Georgiadis, they reckon he might play. I'm not sure. He walked off with a hammy.
48.
48.
For Buddy this year,
well,
so far.
Well, actually, Harry won with how many? Only about 60.
I think it was 58.
Yeah, but he missed a bit towards the end. Mind you, Bud missed a few too.
Oratio is a chance to come in. That'd be a nice little...
You cannot take injured players into a final. We say it every year, and teams do it.
That's spot on. Well, Sydney are talking about Callum Mills playing. He limped off again without Achilles or ankle. He shouldn't play.
No.
So we'll see what happens there. What else we got here? The rising star, Connor Iden. Do you know who he plays for, Jim?
GWS.
Well done. Good boy, Geelong boy.
Balanced defender.
Very balanced, plays on the talls or the shorts or the smalls. he was originally from London, and then went to Sydney, then came down and lived in Geelong from the Drysdale Hawks. Oh, Drysdale Hawks
Come
out there.
On, where's bloody Drysdale?
On the way out, just out of Geelong. It's a great spot.
Don't you notice whenever,
to London.
Whenever we, exactly, whenever we ask Bill where a place is in Geelong that's not in Newtown, he goes... Just out of Geelong.
On the way to Clifton Springs, Jim.
Where's that?
Where's that? Go through Geelong and don't go to Torquay, turn left. And you go to Drysdale.
What about that for directions?
Yeah. It's a good ground. That's where they play all the finals in the Bellarine Footy League. Very nice ground down there. And my old mate, the Greg Collier, used to be the president of Drysdale. Anyway, well done to Connor. Very good boy too.
Yep.
Scott Pendlebury, he's changed tune a bit, Jim.
Yes.
He did say the other day that he would look around at other clubs.
See if there was a coaching playing package put his way.
But then, have we got any audio? Do you want to play that?
Yeah, sure.
I do have ambitions to coach. I've said that, and I think I said on this program actually. I'd like to step away from our football club though, and just get some experience elsewhere. I think because all I've known since I've been 17 is this football club. But I definitely, and I'm on record of saying I really do want to be a one club player. So hopefully we nut something out soon. And but, you know, I think it was even you, Jay, that said it. That club should be trying to put packages together for me if they want to offer me future coaching gigs. For a couple of years' time, I'll have a look at it.
Well, even you, Jay. Mm. Well done, Jay. But a couple of boys actually had a crack at him last night. Robert Murphy did, and Nick Riewoldt, saying you can't say that, Scotty. But anyway, he's come out today, and sorry for any confusion, just to clear it up. I want to be a one-club player and finish my playing career at Collingwood. I'm open to coaching at another club after, in capitals, after, my playing days. Collingwood family, I'm not going anywhere. So, but also, I think he's been offered a 1-year contract and he wants 2.
Right, I see.
And he is 34 next year. So.
Smart to be coaching elsewhere, though.
Yeah.
I always say that. Go and immerse yourself in a different club and a different culture and a different environment. And you will learn so much more.
But they need him. Collingwood need him for a bit of leadership, don't they, with all those young kids. Speaking of Collingwood, Don Pike has said, I don't want to coach Collingwood. You know who the favourite is? With the bookies, $1.50 favourite, Jim. That is
Craig
McRae.
Yeah, apparently a very good operator.
Yes.
So good
Graham
if
Wright,
that's the case.
Graham Wright liked him. Yep. He got him to the Hawks, Jim. So he's very short.
Bill, what's going on off the field at that place is not helping
at all.
Yes, if they were settled and had a really settled board and senior management team and that, all of that was in place, the names that are saying no wouldn't be saying no.
That's right. Jamie Graham also up there. Mm. Boy, he's got been good over in Perth, hasn't he?
Yep,
yes,
yep.
Exactly. Oh, Jim, I actually watched the golf. I got up. Maxie comes around. He loves his golf. He said, come and watch this, Dad. Cam Smith.
Oh, no.
He it was a first round playoff, first hole.
He drove like me.
No, Bill.
He drove.
He hit it over extra cover.
He does.
It wasn't mid off. He hit it over extra cover. He hit it out of the whole place.
Oh, no.
And that just handed it to old Tone Finau, who, by the way, hasn't won for years.
We like Tony Finau.
No, he's great.
Yeah.
He just never wins. Yeah. He gets into a position to win every week and then buggers it up. Doesn't so it was good for him.
Didn't get very excited, Tone, does he? No. He doesn't get very excited.
He's pretty relaxed. Bill, the only time. People who've played Port Ferry know how good a golf course it is. The only time I thought I was going to break par,
yeah.
I was pegging it up on 17 at Port Ferry, out of bounds the whole way down the right.
Yep.
I'm one under, just needed a par in,
yep.
And I'm breaking par for the first time in my life.
And?
Same drive. Straight over, wide mid-off.
Point.
Done. Done, Bill.
Sucked in.
Had to drop another one.
Oh, Jim.
Had a five, party, had one over. Bill. I cried for a week, and that's just a social round of golf. So imagine if you're Cam Smith. You're like you've blown it off the tee.
Yeah, mate. Well, poor old Tone, his first win in 143. Yeah, yeah. No. 143 starts.
He's a hell of a player, too.
I know, he's a good player. Yeah, it's very nice indeed. And I think that's about all I've got for you, Jimmy boy.
Well, we've got Bernard Vince. So, as I say, we've tucked him away in Adelaide. Yes. We'll chat to him next.
It's a rush hour, JB and Bill, for selfwealth.com.au. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best,
all right,
best teeth in, please.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by, I think, our favourite guest, Bernie Vince.
229 games and 113 goals.
Bernie Vince, who set sail from downtown Bernard.
Now, he's back on Triple M Footy.
Back where I should be, where I started.
One of the Rush Hour's favourites, Bernie Vince.
Well, speak for yourself, Rabbits. We've had to quarantine him. I said it off the top. We've had to give him a little spell.
That's it, Jim.
Because we let him have a Saturday afternoon experience.
And what happened, Jim?
Well, it just became a bit of a runaway train. He got a bit bloody ahead of himself.
A bit like Howie.
So we just had to say, Bernie, you go over there and you just sit quietly. And we'll let you back in when we get a feeling that you've got a bit of humility about your act, Bernard.
Well, when's that feeling coming back, Jim?
Not at the minute.
I'm happy over here.
Oh, no, you're very happy.
I can walk around the streets. I can play golf if I want to and get a haircut, whatever. What I can do. Yes. Not that you miss out on that one, but anyway.
No, exactly. And just not over in Adelaide. We sent him to the farm.
Well,
how was the farm?
Stansbury.
Nah, very, very good over on the farm. Hey, so Jim, you're a golfer. I played golf with my old man who hits him. He's just bunts him down the middle, not too bad. And I played with another mate. He's a very good cricketer and usually hand-eye helps you out. His name's Adam Pitt, right?
Yes.
Oh, Pitty.
What's the most you've ever or seen a player you've played golf with have on the golf course stroke round?
I've played with some that have comfortably got into the hundreds.
155.
No.
No.
155.
Come on, Pitto.
Oh, mate, he was losing balls. He was borrowing balls, stealing my clubs. I could not believe it. That ruined my week off, actually.
Where were you playing? Royal where?
Royal Port Hughes.
Port Hughes?
It's the only course with greens on it on the York Peninsula. So we just made our way up there and, geez, it was a long day. Long
day. 150.
Enjoying my time off.
No, I did play in the wind, it has to be said, and the wind was coming. I played with Brendan Julian, Bernard.
Oh, yeah.
Another Bernard.
Yeah.
Who hit the ball behind the tee markers.
No.
How does that happen?
Behind point.
He did not.
The ball ended up going behind where we were standing.
So
it's the single funniest thing I've ever seen.
Everyone walks forward and he went back.
No, well, mate, he's lost ball. He had to go again. But we stood there and looked and Bluey was playing. We'll get to him in a second. I said, that's gone behind the tee-pegs.
What is that? Because normally it's a jug of beer if you don't make the ladies. What's behind the tee?
It was extraordinary. Now, we've got a bit of audio that you've asked for here, Bernard.
Oh, yes, yes. Play this, Rubsy. What a week for the Melbourne Footy Club.
Oh!
There we go.
Well, we took you a while.
Flag, it's the high flag. It's the emblem for me and for you.
And over those cats too, Billy Boy. Well, what happened? You went to sleep.
Mate, 8 goals in 10 minutes. Just spectacular stuff. Cue in the rack. Let's put it away until finals.
Can you win it without Tommy Stewart, Bill's the big question. That's the question over here.
Can. Everyone's asking. Oh, everyone's asking.
Whether you can.
What, on your golf course? Pitsy asked you that, did he?
Well, we had plenty of talking time. Don't worry about that.
I want to know, Bernard, why only in Adelaide Well, Port Adelaide, because Adelaide didn't make the finals this year, I see. They finished 15th and got rid of Talia and Lynch, two of their greatest players ever. Just got rid of see you, boys. But why do players and teams have to go to their cricket rooms or whatever it is, to the nets and walk around there and sleep under tables? Why?
Well, we just want to make it hard for teams that are travelling into Adelaide, Bill. But you shouldn't complain. Last time you came over here, your flight was delayed, you were sleeping on tables, as you said, you're in the cricket nets. Yeah. But you went out and smacked Port Adelaide. So maybe you should try and replicate that. I know you're trying to come in a day earlier this time, but I think you end up staying anyway, didn't you? You got fogged in. I would try and replicate that if I was you, but I think the Cats are a big chance against Port Adelaide.
Hey, Bernard, why the hell are there only 15,000 people allowed in this game? You haven't got a case in the whole state. You've got a 50,000-strong venue that I put on the map. How the hell can you not have more than 15,000 to watch this game?
Well, Jim, very, very good question that, because we haven't had a case here for, well, over a month now. So we thought there was going to be an announcement yesterday that we're going to go back to 50% capacity, but that hasn't happened. So I've made a few phone calls. Ooh. I've spoken to Stephen Marshall, my boy, and Billy's girl, Nicola Spurrier. She might just be pulling a few strings for me, boys. So stay tuned.
Ooh. Oh, what are you saying?
Look for a Thursday or Friday announcement, maybe an extra 5 or 10,000. So just stay tuned.
Good work, Bernard.
Making
a bit more sense, Bernard.
Yes, I pull strings.
A bit of a mover and shaker. Now,
not really.
Yes. Now, Bluey.
Oh, no.
My man.
Friday night,
have you spoken to him?
Well, I heard this the other day in the broadcast.
Oh, no.
Let's head to Greg Blewett for Bob James Seabass.
Got nothing for you, mate.
Get on your Bluey. Honesty is
now, surely he didn't realise he was on air and he was talking to someone next to him about something. That couldn't have been him talking into a microphone, surely.
He is just a small percentage of the man that I first met back in the day. One of my favourite cricketers growing up. He can actually speak, Jim. That's the problem.
He can.
But now he's just cocked so many things up. He's just decided not to speak anymore. He doesn't want to say anything because he can't. I don't know if it's the pressure or
from experience, just keep on keeping on, I would say to Greg. But Yuri's good mate. Do you ring him up and say, Bluey, how you going? What's happening? What's going on with you?
No, I've had to drop off him.
Yeah, what?
No, Bill, Jim, I can't align the juggernaut brand that I have, Jim, with that crap.
You've dropped off one of your good mates.
Bill.
Yeah, that's not a mate.
You can't say I've got nothing.
Well, he did. He just had nothing. I know how he felt, but probably could have said something. But
he's always been conditional, haven't you, Jim? Selective,
Bernard,
with your friends.
I can only lift so much, and then in the end, blokes have got to make their own way. Fat,
exactly.
Fat's exhausted me over 10 years. I've had to carry the fat bucket.
11.
How's it got to 11?
Bill's trying to give advice to Bluey as well, which is probably not where you'd go for advice.
No, that's the last thing Bluey needs.
No,
is any advice from Bill?
I think he should, because I understand how he feels sometimes. Sometimes
how is that?
Well, it just doesn't click in your head. So you're on air or you're on the boundary, they throw to you and you go, oh, shit, what am I going to say? I got nothing.
Well, you've got to say something, dude. Just make it up. Talk about the weather. Talk about
I didn't say it. Thank God, because I haven't been on the boundary.
No, we never put Bill on the boundary for very, very good reason.
Oh,
end up in the bar.
Exactly.
I'd talk
Andrew Jarman did that. Andrew Jarman did that once. He was on the boundary and he lost reception from his little remote thing with his aerial because he was in the bar.
He went to the bar.
Good idea. Good on you, Jars.
Hey, let me run these games down with you, Bernard. Of course, Melbourne take on the Brisbane Lions, 1v4. Your old mob.
Yes, I'm very excited about this game. Huge win Saturday night against the Cats. Being able to play Brisbane, I reckon that just gets them over the line. Having to play Port Adelaide on their home deck is something that Melbourne wouldn't want to do. Obviously played pretty well at Adelaide Oval over the past few years, had some really good wins, so that's why they chose that venue. And I think they get the job done against the Lions. So looking forward to that.
You've already said you think the Cats can beat Port. What about the other one, Sydney GWS?
Well, this is a really tough one because Sydney have been in pretty good form, but the Giants they're almost giant killers, aren't they? They beat the teams above them and lose to the teams they shouldn't. So very, very close one. I think the Giants might upset the Swans in a tight one.
All right. And finally, the Western Bulldogs take on Essendon. Essendon haven't won a final since 2004, and the Dogs haven't won a final since they won the grand final.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, well, I think that'll continue for Essendon. I think they were, well, they did very well to make the eight, but I think the Bulldogs, surely the Bulldogs, after being top four, top two,
they've got to win the Dogs
all year. If they went out in straight sets, my God, I think they get it done.
All right, Burn.
I've got something for Burn to say in your South Australian accent.
Okay.
If for a chance, will we make the big dance? What about Lance Franklin? Say it, Burn.
If we're a chance, we made something about a dance and something about Lance.
Say it right.
That's because he speaks properly.
No, he doesn't.
The Queen's English in Adelaide.
English. No, it's not.
It is. That's the proper way.
If you're a chance, will you make the big dance? What about Lance?
I do say dance. I'll play that up then. I say dance, but I say chance and Lance.
Anyway, I'd say another couple of weeks over in the farm, Jim. Him and Pitsy.
What, just to fatten up again, Bill?
Fatten That's up and like put it. You off the market. We might sell you K-Rock or Bay FM or something.
Bay FM. Good chatting to you, Bernard. Speak to you on Saturday.
See you, boys.
See you, Ben.
Melbourne Young Gun Luke Jackson to join us next on the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. Write that down too.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Demons are flying minor premiers and we're joined by their young gun, Luke Jackson.
The Demons are in pole position heading into the finals.
Melbourne will finish the season on top of the AFL ladder.
And this man could help them to a flag and be this year's rising star.
Towards Jackson with a fly. Went up one-handed. And this young superstar will go back from 25 out straight in front.
Flicked the handball over the top. Now he got it towards Jackson, fires a goal and goes bang!
Please welcome Luke Jackson.
This is the NAB Rising Star we're speaking to, Lukey Jack.
I hope you're right.
No, I am.
I had a little flutter on him, Jim, so I'm with you.
Lucas, welcome to you.
Hey, fellas, thanks for having me.
Good. Now, where are you, please? What are you doing?
Just driving back from a training session now, so about 20 minutes from home.
Now, Luke, I know you know this, Bill, but people listening probably don't. Luke lives with my brother. And sister-in-law, Mark and Deb.
Deb, yeah.
Now, Deb's over there in Perth because she's going over for family reasons.
Yes.
So Mark is looking after Trent Rivers.
Oh, no.
Luke Jackson. Oh, so two of Melbourne's most important.
I'm back in Brisbane.
And, of course, Disco is in the resies. But the three of them are there. What sort of nick is the house in with Deb not there?
Oh, it's definitely different. I don't do my washing anyway, so there's more clothes just piled on the floor. But
What's he been cooking up for dinner, say, there, Dogger?
Oh, we had, Disco was in charge of some meat a couple of nights ago that, was no good. It was still pretty pink.
I hope Melbourne aren't listening, Jim. I hope Goodwin isn't.
And then last night we had some mince with just tomato, which was no good. So.
Jim, surely, Jim, that's your brother.
He's Mark. Got no idea. Deb is a queen of a woman, and she has run that house for 30 years.
Oh, now, Luke, what happened on last weekend at GMHBA Stadium, please? Cats are on fire. They kick 8 goals in their second quarter. I go to bed at 3-quarter time, and the Cats are up. What happened, mate?
Yeah, there was just a giant shift in the team. I reckon we went into halftime. I remember the boys not being that down at all. We were still pretty up and about and had belief that we could come back. So, yeah, it was just a big shift in the second half and, yeah, we're lucky enough to come away with the win, yeah.
And did you watch Max's kick on goal? A lot of his teammates didn't.
Yeah, I was on the bench, actually. I was right behind it. So, I always knew Maxie was going to kick it. So, yeah.
But that is a big thing going into finals. The belief that you can run any deficit down in the group must be at fever pitch.
Yeah, I reckon we'll take massive belief from that game, I reckon. And throughout the season as well, we've come back from big deficits as well. So, we'll take a lot from that game.
You've had a good year, Lukey boy, and good luck with the Rising Star. What do you put it down to? You're fitter? I see you've got a bit bigger, I reckon. You're bulked up a bit.
Yeah. No, in the off-season, I focused on trying to get a bit more muscle on because I wanted to play a bit more around the ball and in the ruck, so I knew that would help a lot. But, yeah, just try to get fitter and stronger and, they're still working on that area, but yeah, it's helping me right now, which is good. Yeah.
Bill, we went around there. How long ago was it, Luke? I reckon it was pre-season about October.
Right.
I had my two young blokes there, Fred and George.
Yes.
And I reckon it was George who asked you, Luke, what are you bench pressing? And when Luke told him, he started laughing.
Oh, no.
Didn't he?
Yeah, no.
Because at that stage, it was very low. And but in the next sort of year, you've now built that up into a strength.
Yeah, it's been built up, but I'm still working on it. So, yeah, I'll come back to you guys later on.
That's all right, mate. What? How old are you? You're only 19 or something. So 20 in September 29th. Oh, that'd be a nice little birthday present a few days later. Hey, I'm just looking at a family photo of you and your mum and dad and the family there, and they're all 5'8" or 9 or 10, and then there's big Lukey boy at 200 centimetres. Yeah, what's going on there?
I'm not too sure. I just got lucky, I guess. But apparently it's something to do with your mum's side's uncles, and I think my mum's uncles are pretty tall, so I think that might have something to do with it, but yeah.
Have a look at that, Jimmy.
It's classic. And, of course, very, very talented junior basketballer, so that shows with the spatial awareness out on the ground and everything. The other resident of that joint, Trent Rivers, he got some nice happiness with himself, Lukey boy.
Yeah, he does, Trent's gone pretty well this year as well, and he's found a partner, which is good, and selling it. So
you seen much of him lately, or?
Me and Disco have been by ourselves a lot, quite a bit. So I see him at training, but not
doing some of his best work.
A very, very good player too. Both of them from the East Fremantle Football Club.
Yes,
south of the river in Perth. Never been as good.
No, come on, Jim. What about, why is your nickname Dogger? Dogger?
It started in the pre-season camp last year when I first got here. It was I had different hair now. I had curly hair that would just flap around when I ran playing, and I think it was Chunker and Melky called me Dogger because it's like the King Charles Cavalier.
Chunker and Milky. Who were they?
Nathan Jones and Jake Melsham.
Oh, yes, right.
Lucas, only a young man, as Bill pointed out, got your 20th birthday coming up. You're playing for one of the oldest and most famous footy clubs in the competition, haven't won a flag for 57 years. Have the young blokes like yourself and Trent, et cetera, have you got an understanding of just, you know, the Ron Barassis and the, you know, the Norm Smiths and the incredible heritage this footy club has and how desperate the club is to hold up some silverware?
Yeah, definitely. I think it helps a lot with Choco coming into the club as well, because we have a thing with first the 3-year players with Choco, and he definitely helps with bringing us back to the old people at the club and what the club's been through. So he's definitely told us a lot about that stuff. But with all the boys as well, and what they know, they've definitely passed it down to the younger boys. So yeah, I think we know how big it is for all the D's fans out there, and hopefully they'll be able to watch some games in person, which would be good. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Do you like Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a great ground. Yeah.
Mate, we can't wait. This is the Melbourne Footy Club are as well placed as they've been for a long, long time. It's going to be a very exciting month.
Go D's.
Make sure you Uber Eats or whatever it takes to eat properly between now and going to Adelaide.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah.
Well done, mate. Good luck.
See you, Dogger.
Cheers, boys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to see a crocodile eat a giraffe.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw on a man who's 7 days away from a complete meltdown. Bins Brownless.
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, Jim. Just reading a book here.
Is that craft? Did he just attempt some craft?
This is radio craft,
Attempted craft.
Well, during these lockdown times, Jim, you know what I've become? An avid reader.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I am.
That's actually wrong.
It's very good for your skills.
I'll tell you why it's wrong, because you can't read.
It's relaxing, and I love reading books. And you wouldn't believe it. I've got a new book here, The Stars Look Down, from Ray Carroll, great teacher at Assumption College and a school coach, okay?
Right, yes.
Lovely little book there, Jim. See that?
And what's it about?
Well, the contents between the wars. He talks about Assumption in the early days, reflections from long ago, Jim. And then he's just got some chapters on some of the greats that have played at the Assumption College.
Oh, where's this going?
Neil Danaher, of course.
The great.
Yep. The Tossels.
Oh, Bill. I'm not interested in that. Peter, I'm talking about the greats.
Peter Tossel played for Melbourne, Jim. Laurie Serafini.
Yes.
Simon O'Donnell.
Shane Crawford.
Thank God.
Benny Dixon.
Simon O'Donnell, Jim, wasn't
big,
a scholar.
Big goober.
Wasn't a scholar. No. But thank God he could play footy or
dual,
cricket.
Dual sporting superstar.
Well, not bad. He talks a bit slow. But anyway, I turned to page 72, Jim, and I'll just give you the headline there.
No. I can't. Can you deal with this?
No.
Is Bill. That actually a publication or have you written that yourself?
Jim, Billy, an icon. Oh, no. Billy Brownless is one of the best known sporting. And it goes on, Jim, and talks about how I won the batting and bowling average in year 12, Jim.
That just shows you how bad a score it is.
155 goals for ACK in my final year. And a very good batsman and bowler. There's a couple of nice pages there, but a nice book. Well done, Ray.
I used to love when we had the old enforcer as part of Triple M, the great Sam Newman, who, of course, kicked 18 one day for
Geelong
Grammar. And I think that was when the great Bobby Davis said, I think you better go and get that boy from the Grammar.
Well, Sam tells the story that Bobby Davis used to get a Ford Zephyr from Ford and he flew into Geelong Grammar sideways and there's dust and everything, pulled up at the fence, had the form guide
That's
out.
That's it.
And Sam kicked 18 in front of him, and he said,
"Better go get that
we better get the boy down to the Cats."
So we used to say to Sam, you know, like you've got the APS schools, the top tier, and he would say, "Yes, Geelong Grammar, Melbourne Grammar, Scotch. Of course, Scotch and Xavier." And then we'd always get around to an Assumption, go third tier, maybe even fourth,
popular with the brothers, staff, and fellow students. He also was well liked by rival players.
No one ever said that about. Is that Peter
Tossel? This is me. He and Steve Silvani were great mates on and off the field.
Oh, I cannot have any more of this. We've got a joke next, I think, Rabbits?
Yes, we do.
Good. You're not plugging this book or anything? There's no end to this?
No, it's just a bit of craft. Billy, an icon.
For selfwealth.com.au, who's getting their money's worth, this is the Rush Hour. JB and Bill on Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
For selfwealth.com.au, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
I have a joke.
On tomorrow's show, from the Giants, Harry Perryman, very good football player.
What about Luke Jackson? A, a star, but P,
Perryman.
Lives with my brother. His wife's had to go to Perth.
Deb's in
family
Perth.
Family reasons.
And
last night, the boys, in preparation for a big record-breaking final. Finals campaign.
What'd they have, Jim?
Mince and tomato.
Come
Bill,
on, Mark.
You can do better than that.
Just throw in
mince and tomato.
Bit of spaghetti or something. Throw your arms in.
What are we dealing with? All right, so Fat.
Yes.
Our jokes have been poor. Fatty Vorton up on the Gold Coast. Here's the joke every day.
What is
he said,
say?
Is there any danger of Bill telling one that's remotely funny?
Karl Marx was good.
No, it wasn't.
That was
good.
No,
no, it wasn't.
Anya.
Skid.
Yes, Anya.
All right, so Bill.
Yes.
Here we go.
Right.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Now, this is a joke for those out there.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, a lot has changed since my girlfriend told me she's pregnant.
What's changed?
Well, my last name, my phone number, my address.
Oh no. Fat. Come on.
It's a joke, Jim.
Yeah,
LOL. Yes. Good one, Bill. That's two from two.
Yeah.
Batting 1,000, Anthony Williams.
Yep. Or yesterday, or today.
Never call us again. Never in your life. Even think about it. And think, all right, we've dumped you, Toby, but there are people like Carmen and Queenie online and could hear that in their ear and are offended.
The cleaners went up, you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.